Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu is sitting petach ha'ol kechol mayom, beginning of Parshas Vayera, sitting at the entrance to his tent at the heat of the day. And Rashi, quoting Chazal, makes the following comment. K'chol mayom hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chama minartika shelo la'atricho ba'orchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused it to be an exceptionally hot day so that there wouldn't be any wayfarers, any travelers going on outside because it was so hot. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that if there would be people who would be passing by, Avraham Avinu would come and run to take care of them. And Avraham Avinu was recovering now from his Bris Milah. It was the third day from the Bris. And in order to make it easier for Avraham Avinu, there weren't going to be any wayfarers, any travelers. That's why Hashem made it so hot. But what happened? What?
Rashi.
But what happened? We know that there were guests who came. So Rashi continues. Ulefi shera'o mitzta'er shelo hayu orchim bayim. But then he saw how upset Avraham Avinu was that there weren't any guests. There were no travelers to take care of. Hevi ha-malachim alav bidmus anashim. He therefore brought the malachim in the appearance of being regular people, so that Avraham Avinu would feel the satisfaction of taking care of guests. It's a well-known explanation at the beginning of Parshat Vayera. Rav Nissen Alpid Zatzal, Rosh Hashiva at YU and the Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Nissen asked the following question. So Hashem sees that Avraham Avinu is plotzing, so to speak, to do chesed. He really wants to. So why does Hashem send him malachim so that Avraham ends up doing pretend chesed? Because he's helping out people who really aren't hungry, who really aren't thirsty, who really aren't tired, because they're not people, they're malachim. Why didn't Hashem just cause regular people to go past Avram's tent in that direction, so Avram could have done real chesed? Wouldn't it have been better for Avraham Avinu to have done real chesed instead of just pretend chesed? Rav Alpid answers that that question is based on a fundamental misunderstanding of what chesed is all about. We sometimes think, or mistakenly think, that what's chesed? There are situations in this world that there are people who are in need, and their needs need to be filled. They need to be helped. And therefore, we do chesed in order that they can be helped. That's why we do chesed. Because we're helping them, they're people who need help, and we're filling in the gap. It says of Nissen, that thinking is fundamentally flawed. If the whole purpose is that the people in need should be helped, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. He doesn't need us to do the chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many shlichim in the world. And if the ultimate goal is just to make sure that they are helped, they could be fully helped without me. The purpose of doing chesed is not so that the other person is helped. The purpose of doing chesed is so that I become a Baal Chesed. So that I do the chesed. Not so that their needs are filled. That, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, for that, I can take care of that. But I want you to become a Baal Chesed. So I give you these opportunities to become a Baal Chesed. That's what it's all about. And therefore, in reality, it makes no difference whether the wayfarers who passed in front of Avram's tent were real people who needed chesed, or were malachim who looked like real people who needed chesed. At the end of the day, the goal is accomplished, because Avraham again becomes a Baal Chesed. And that's what it's all about. Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Yud talks about a conversation that took place between the evil Roman governor Tunus Rufus, who was a governor after the time of the Churban, the time of the Emperor Hadrian, and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Shal Tunus Rufus Haroshes Rabbi Akiva, Imalokechem Oev Aniemu Mipnei Ma Eino Mefarnesam. Says, if your God really loves poor people, why doesn't he take care of them? Amar Leis, Rabbi Kiva answered him, Kadesha Nitzol Anu Bahen Midina Shel Gehinom, so that we get saved from Gehinom, so that we can become Balei Tzedaka, so that we can become Balei Chesed. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't Mefarnes De'aniyah, because he wants to give us the opportunity to do that. The goal isn't ultimately that the Ani has money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of that. But that I become a Baal Tzedaka, that I become a Baal Chesed, so the only way I'm going to do that is if there are people who need Tzedaka, who need Chesed. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves it up to us. And that's what it's all about. And if we keep that in mind, I think it helps us, or it should help us, change a little bit of our mindset about chesed opportunities. You're walking along the street and you see a little old lady schlepping her bags, and you say, should I cross the street and offer to help her? Should I not cross the street and offer to help her? Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe she lives nearby, maybe she lives far away. Maybe she won't want help, maybe she won't help. And while you're going back and forth and back and forth, all of a sudden you see someone else comes over to her and starts helping her with the packages. And you say, ah, oh, Baruch Hashem, she's been helped. Dilemma solved, right? Wrong. Because the little lady was schlepping packages in front of you, not so that she would be helped. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me, you, an opportunity to do an act of chesed. And when somebody else helped the little old lady, the problem wasn't solved. Because there was no problem. Hashem didn't have a problem with the little lady. He can always have it. But the opportunity was lost. Avraham Avinu wasn't only a Baal Chesed, he was an Oev Chesed. When he sees the people who are walking and they're a little bit hesitant, he runs to greet them. The 99-year-old man who just had a bris milah and is in pain, and he's a chola, because it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Mivaka chola, he runs because he loves to do Chesed. And that has to be our role model. That's what you have to keep in mind. When these situations come along and we see somebody who might need our help and somebody who might need our assistance, don't think about, okay, how am I going to make sure that that person is helped? But rather look at it as an opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, is giving me, right now, to become, again, a Baal Chesed, a Baal Tzedakah, to make us a better person. Stop here.